I'm going to give you some insight into this podcast-making process. There are some weeks where the news is excellent, and you get great subject matter, the stories tie together, they lead into each other, and those are generally wonderful episodes. Then there are weeks where the same topics repeat, they're boring, nothing particularly interesting happens. This week was shaping up to be one of those weeks. And then, Amazon decided to buy Whole Foods.
Say what?
So this week, we are going to discuss Amazon's great aspirations towards the retail market and physical retail locations, and what that means for their cloud business, as well as some of the other purchase targets that they have in their sights. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast Episode 76. Before we get to our main story, let's discuss the acquisitions that have taken place over the last week. You know that company SoftBank that I keep mentioning and how I keep saying that I want to do a podcast specifically about SoftBank, and I keep waiting for a specific person named John Silverwood to assist with that particular podcast? Well, SoftBank went out and purchased not one but two robotics companies this week. They bought Boston Dynamics from Google, or their parent company Alphabet, as well as Shaft, a Japanese robotics maker, which apparently achieved fame by winning a challenge held by the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, say that 10 times fast, in 2013. So a Japanese company with a 300-year plan bought two robotics companies. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Pakadoc, which is a company that is trying to make their name in blockchain, has acquired a pharmacy and software asset company named Oration PBC. This acquisition enables Pakadoc to complete support for delivery of essential commercial pharmacy benefit data. So organizations, providers, consumers have tools to make better healthcare and treatment decisions. Of course, financial terms have not been disclosed. On to our main story. So on Friday the 16th, I was out for my morning walk, and I get an interesting alert on my phone that Amazon is buying Whole Foods.
Gentrification in edible form.
For $13.7 billion. If you haven't been listening to this podcast or haven't been following the news, that may seem extremely odd. Why would Amazon buy a grocery company? But if you're a user of Amazon Prime, you probably know that Amazon's been trying to sell you groceries in some fashion or another for the last few years, whether it's Amazon Fresh or Amazon Prime. Amazon's always trying to get groceries and stuff over to you. And that has to be a logistics nightmare because fresh food goes bad quickly, especially in the summer, especially if they drop a box of something on your doorway. Amazon has been trying to get into more retail locations. They're building bookstores. Amazon killed the bookstore, and now they're bringing it back in their own wonderful automated way. And if you recall, a couple of months ago, they released a really cool video that shows the future of grocery stores with a completely automated grocery shop where people can just walk in with their phone, grab whatever they want, walk right out, and the phone just knows what you have and automatically charges your account. So with that in mind, with the fact that they tried to basically design a smart grocery store on their own, this acquisition kind of makes sense. From what is being released to the press, it sounds like Whole Foods will remain as a separate entity and operate independently for now. Whole Foods chief John Mackey will remain as the top executive for Whole Foods, and the headquarters will still be in Austin. Reports are saying this is an all-cash deal from Amazon and is subject to approval of the Whole Foods shareholders later in 2017. This is interesting timing. Whole Foods has apparently been struggling with their competitors lately. Trader Joe's, Costco, they've all stepped up and they're taking a piece of Whole Foods. But can you imagine all of the logistics Amazon has at their disposal? From an acquisition perspective, this is by far Amazon's biggest purchase. The previous record holder within Amazon was the $1.2 billion acquisition of Zappos in 2009, which I think is a shoemaker. And that's an interesting transition, because not only did Amazon buy Whole Foods, but there are a lot of rumors that they're interested in purchasing IT messaging company Slack. For those of you who do not know what Slack is, I've talked about it before in the podcast. It's a tool that I use and I like very much. It's a messaging app for teams. You can collaborate, you can share documents. It works on cell phones, computers, and tablets. It's a very portable messaging app that allows you to install robots and little miniature apps to aggregate data and share information. So there's a degree of automation in an instant messaging tool, which is really nice. Smaller shops and younger workers, they love the tool. They love it so much that Microsoft tried to buy Slack before. Slack resisted, and Microsoft created their own version of it. And even though Microsoft spent presumably millions of dollars to create a competitor to Slack, they're apparently also interested in purchasing the company. This week, Slack acquired $500 million of additional funding. And due to that funding round, Slack is apparently worth $9 billion. So Amazon has got some lofty aspirations. 13.7 for Whole Foods and maybe $9 billion for Slack? So why would Amazon want to buy Slack? Well, Amazon is great for consumers. I go on there every day to buy something. It's great for the back office for infrastructure as a service. Gartner just released that Amazon is by far the number one cloud hosting infrastructure as a service company. No surprises. So they're the king of the world for infrastructure as a service. They're killing it in the consumer game. But think of your normal office worker. What do they use Amazon for?
Nothing.
Yeah, they may use an application that's hosted on their cloud, but that's not doing anything for Amazon from a branding perspective. Microsoft has tons of apps that office workers use every day. Not so much for Amazon. There's a trend right now that's emerging in the business world, and that's chatbots. You're in a situation where you have artificial intelligence systems, and what is the best possible way to interface with them? Chatbots. So these conversational interfaces, that could be the next big thing in business. That's a sweet spot for Slack. According to the founder of PingPad, Ross Mayfield, Slack is the fastest growing enterprise company in history by any measure, whether it be users, active users, or revenue. I need to double check that fact. That doesn't sound right.
Wrong.
What I'm trying to say is, if Amazon gets their hands on Slack, they're not just controlling the office backend through infrastructure as a service, but they're also controlling a platform where all of those applications and backend office cool things are actually being used. Amazon just purchased the online meeting app company Chime, and they're trying to do their own version of instant messaging and video conferencing. I think they're calling that Connect. But they face the struggle of getting market share, getting user interest. They're already focused on the enterprise and commercial user, so there's not a high adoption rate yet. But by purchasing Slack, they're getting name brand recognition, and they can roll all this functionality with Chime and Connect into Slack. But will Amazon purchase Slack? Who knows? Historically, Slack's founders have been very reluctant to sell the company. They fended off Microsoft because they want to become the next Microsoft. But they're growing like crazy. They're getting more competition. Do they have the funds to fend off acquisitions and competitors? With the Whole Foods acquisition, I'm leaving you with this. Who knows what's going to happen? So I say let's just sit back and enjoy what I am expecting to be a crazy summer of acquisitions.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.